वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नष्ट किं कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलयेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत श्री राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 31 चैप्टर टाइटल इज नारदास टीचिंग टू वासुदेव काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी इति द्वापर उर्वीश स्तुवन्ति जगदीश्वरम् नाना तंत्र विधानेन कलावपि यथा श्रुणु इति द्वापर उर्वीश स्तुवन्ति जगदीश्वरम् नाना तंत्र विधानेन कलावपि यथा श्रुणु इति द्वापर उर्वीश स्तुवन्ति जगदीश्वरम् नाना तंत्र विधानेन कलावपि यथा श्रुणु इति द्वापर उर्वीश कलावपि तथा श्रुणु इति द्वापर उर्वीश स्तुवन्ति जगदीश्वरम् नानातन्त्रविधानेन कलावपि तथा श्रुणु इति द्वापर उर्वीश जगदीश्वरं Kalavapi Tatashram. Vaishnavis. Iti Dvapara Urvisha Stuvanti Jagadishwaram Nana Tantra Vidhanena Kalavapi Yathashrunu Iti Does Dvapare In the Dwapar Yuga Uru Isha O King Stuvanti They praise Jagadishwaram The Lord of the Universe Nana Various Tantra of Scriptures Vidhanena by regulations Kalo in the age of Kali Api also Tatha in which manner Shrunu please hear Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Translation O King, in this way, people in Dwapar Yuga glorified the Lord of the Universe. In Kali Yuga also, people worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by following various regulations of the revealed scriptures. Now, kindly hear of this from me. Purport. The words Kalav Api in Kali Yuga also are very important in this verse. It is well known that Kali Yuga is an irreligious age. Thus, it is surprising that in such a completely irreligious age, the Supreme Lord is worshipped. Therefore, it is stated, Kalav Api, even in Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, the incarnation of the Personality of Godhead does not directly assert Himself to be the Personality of Godhead, but rather, He is detected by the expert devotees in accordance with the revealed scriptures. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj states in Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 9th Chapter, 38th Verse, Ittam natirya grishideva jasavatarer lokan vibhavayasi hamsi jagat pratipan dharmam mapurusha pasi yugavanuttas Channa kaloya dabavas triyugota sattvam. In this way, my Lord, you appear in various incarnations as a human being, an animal, a great saintly demigod, a fish, or a tortoise. Thus maintaining the entire creation in different planetary systems and killing the demoniac principles. According to the age, my Lord, you protect the principles of religion. In the age of Kali, however, you do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore you are known as Triyuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas. Thus, it is understood that it is difficult for common people in Kali Yuga to recognize the incarnation of the Lord, since in this age, the Lord's appearance is slightly concealed. According to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the word Nana Tantra Vidhanena indicates the importance in Kali Yuga of the Vaishnava scriptures known as the Pancharatras or Satvada Pancharatras. It is stated in the Bhagavatam, Sri Shrudra Dvijabandhuna, Trai Na Shrunu Gocharaha. In Kali Yuga, it is impossible for ordinary people to perform highly technical Vedic sacrifices or the unbearable penances of the mystic yoga system. Such standard Vedic processes are practically inaccessible for the spiritually retarded population of Kali Yuga. So practically inaccessible for the spiritually retarded population of Kali Yuga. Therefore, the simple process of glorifying the personality of Godhead by chanting His holy names is essential in this age. Such devotional processes as chanting the holy names of the Lord and worshipping His deity form are elaborately described in the Vaishnava Shastras, known as Pancharatras. Such tantric scriptures are referred to in this verse, and it is stated that in Kali Yuga, these devotional processes taught by great acharyas such as Narada Muni are the only practical means for worshipping the Lord. This will be more clearly explained in the following verse. Mukam karoti va chalam pangum langayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande sri guru dinatarinam sri chaitanyeshwaram paramanandamadhavam asaduna sadutadain atinichochatakara hanumum cha kadachin premnamata kantavyaspura. Hare Krishna. So welcome all of you for today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. As this verse describes that in this age of Kali Yuga, also people are going to worship Lord with different processes. So once Srila Prabhupada was speaking to his disciples, and where he was saying, in this age of Kali Yuga, that everything is Heen Artha. Heen Artha means degrading. And he was saying that previously during our time, that when Prabhupada was growing up, confectionaries, means sweet shops and all other shops, they were selling kachoris, halwas and sandesh. So this was the time. And now what we see? We see tea stalls everywhere. So that is the degradation of Kali Yuga. Everything is Heen Artha. And that is what is explaining in this verse. That in previous to this verse, in many verses, Shripad Karbhajan Muni, he describes the qualities of the people who were living in Satya Yuga, who were living in Treta Yuga and Dwapar Yuga. But when it comes to Kali Yuga, he did not describe a single good qualities. In Satya Yuga, people were having the qualities like Shanta, Nirvaira, Suraddha, Sama. They were peaceful. Did not get disturbed with external situations. Shanta, Nirvaira, non-envious. Suraddha, beneficial to each and everyone, or well-wishers. And Sama, equipoised. These are the qualities we will find in the people who were living in Satya Yuga. And then when he was describing the age of Treta Yuga, so he said, the people in Treta Yuga were dharmishta, perfectly religious, and brahmavadina, who were aspiring to achieve perfection. These were the qualities found in Treta Yuga. And in Dwapar Yuga, he said, the people were param jidnyasu. They were highly inquisitive. Param. About spirituality, about God and the position of their relationship. So they were highly param jidnyasu, inquisitive. But it Kali Yuga, when it comes, he did not say anything. And it was understood. Even Maharaj Nimi was also understanding what exactly is going to happen in Kali Yuga. Therefore, he knew what would be the qualities of the people in Kali Yuga. Their attitude, their mentality will really perverse. So once a boy was eating a chocolate. And neighbor saw that. This boy was eating chocolate. And as giving a good counsel or advice, so he said, "Arey, don't you know, by eating chocolate, you will damage your teeth." So the boy said, yeah, I know very well. This will going to damage my teeth. But the boy asked the neighbor, "Do you know my grandfather lived for 100 years? Do you know how?" So the neighbor said, no, I don't know. What was the secret? So the boy said, "My grandfather never poked his nose in others' business." And therefore he could live 100 years. So this was the quality and arrogance of people in Kali Yuga. And the mentality of a people are so perverse. It is unimaginable. And this was a real incident which happened in a Radha Govind Maharaj's life. That once Maharaj had gone to his village and he was taking a stroll in the evening and he would see that one old person would sit on the bank of a river and he would watch vehicles moving on the road. And 3-4 days he continued seeing that person coming and watching. So one day he told that person, why do you come here and what do you watch? So the conversation was happening in Hindi. So he said, I come here, मैं आता हूँ इधर और मैं देखता हूँ कि ये जो गाड़ियाँ कैसे चल रही है और वो कैसे वो ब्रिज, so there was a bridge on the river, तो कैसे उस पुल से वो कैसे क्रॉस करती है, कैसे जाती है. So but he said, I was thinking कि अगर वो पुल अगर टूट जाए और वो गाड़ियाँ उसमें गिर जाए तो कितना मजा आएगा ना. So his conception of happiness or the mentality is that when the pool will broke down, that bridge will broke down, so the vehicles will fall down and to see that scenario will be my happiness. But Radha Govind Maharaj told him, what if you come to know that the vehicle which fell down was of your daughter and the sons and your relatives, how it would be? So these are the qualities of the people living in Kali Yuga. Perverse mentality and sheer arrogance. Whenever you try to give some advice or good counsel, they will reply with such attitude. And in this age of Kali Yuga, with such mentality, with such attitude, people are going to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is really, really going to be amazing. And that is what now Yogendra is going to tell. That please hear Tatha Shrunu. I recited it as a Yatha because in Sanskrit it is given as a Yatha. And in English transliteration it is given Tatha. So therefore Yatha means Tatha Shrunu. Please listen. When do you say to the person to listen? In 3 situations basically. When people are disturbing your talk. And I go to the Gopal Garden school. And when you start giving some class in the school, so students start creating chaos. So then you have to tell people, are please listen. Shut up. Isn't it? Because that is the tendency. So then in that situation you need to tell the person that please listen. Another situation is that when person is distracted or absent while speaking. That is the situation. So obviously both of the situation were not applied to the Nimi Maharaj. Neither he was disturbing the talk, because all the more he was, as soon as they came, he started asking question. So he was so eager to hear from them. And he was asking that question. So he was not disturbed at all. Or he was not disturbing the talk. And second thing, he was not watching WhatsApp or any other thing or doing other activities when Navayogendra started speaking. So of course he was not absent-minded. So he was completely giving attention what they were saying. So when, this is the third situation, when you ask someone to listen carefully, when something amazing is going to come. So here, what is going to come is really a faith giving and hope enlivening. And it would be amazing. It was real. It is going to be very, very important. So I request all of you, so in coming section of this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is really going to help us to increase our faith, that section is coming up about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, and this also, this was known to Sri Karbhajan Muni that he is going to speak about this, and therefore he is telling, actually he was hearing. Maharaj Nimi was hearing. And therefore, he tell, please listen carefully. And this is the integral part of our spiritual life, to hearing carefully the narration of the Lord. And that what Lord also instruct Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Shrunu, again and again he says, Shrunu, please listen carefully. Because it is the tendency of people to go absent-minded when we hear. So therefore, he is again instigating or inspiring Maharaj Nimi to please continue to hear with the same attention. So in the age of Satyuga, if you see, the Navyogendras were part of 100 sons of Rishabhdev. They also heard from Rishabhdev. So they were sitting. And the conversation between Rishabhdev and 100 sons, where there were no question answers. Rishabhdev directly started speaking. Even in between, there was no question asked by 100 sons or Bharat, who was leading the group. He did not ask any question. Whatever was spoken, they heard submissively and they followed. In this conversation, if we see that Maharaj Nimi, he was eager to ask questions. He did not argue with anything. He did not put forward his own arguments before asking or before putting forward or before hearing from Navyogendras. He, as soon as they came, he was so eager. He immediately asked, please tell me, because I don't deserve to be that fortunate that you will stay long enough so that I can put forward my arguments. But you tell me what is beneficial for me and the human beings. But in Bhagavad Gita, what we see that Arjuna was putting forward his argument before hearing. He gave his opinions, his understanding about why he did not want to fight. So he gave arguments. But he realized, my arguments are not going to work. So let me surrender to the Lord and my spiritual master and become a shishyasneham sadhi mam tvam prapanna. And then he started submissively hearing. And still he kept asking and doubting Krishna. What you are saying? You and me born, you both were born together. And you are saying you gave this knowledge to me. He had a doubt, but after universal form, he kept quiet and then he started hearing properly from Lord. But in Kali Yuga, people keep arguing without coming to the conclusion. So this is the degradation even in hearing. So they don't want to come to the conclusion and don't want to listen, but put forward their arguments. So once I was talking with one boy, so I asked him, last year what went wrong that I could not get more boys for our follow-up things and all these things. So he gave me a very interesting argument. Sir, you kept talking. You did not give any chance to speak to all of us. So therefore, many boys could not follow up with you. So this is the mentality of Kali Yuga. Means they want you to hear instead of hearing you, the messages of the Lord. So therefore, here Maharaj Nimi is hearing submissively. And therefore, even Lord Chaitanya displayed that in this age of Kali Yuga, nobody is interested in hearing. So he took a role of a hearer in Ramananda Samvad. Prabhu kahe aage kaha sunite paaye sukhe apurva amrita nadi vahe tomar mukhe. You please keep talking, you please keep speaking. I want to hear more and more, more and more. So he, in previous ages, Lord took a position of a vakta. Lord Rishabhdev took a position of a vakta. Lord Krishna took a position of a vakta. But in Kali Yuga, he completely changed his role. Becoming a vakta, he became a shrota. You please keep talking. And I want to hear. Whatever you are speaking is nectar. And therefore the process of hearing becomes an integral part of our spiritual life. So here, therefore, they are saying, Shrunu, Tatha Shrunu, please hear. And next, I would like to discuss about this point which Hridayananda Maharaj and all others, they speak, that Lord's appearance is slightly concealed in this age of Kali Yuga. And only a devotees who have a knowledge of revealed scripture will be able to detect that personality of Godhead. So this is a very interesting concept which has been spoken, that who is going to see, or who will be able to see the movements, the activities and appearance of the Lord. Actually, in Kali Yuga, it is already concealed. So it's all the more difficult. In previous Yuga, although Lord appeared with all his opulences, still people found it difficult to identify. Because Krishna was there in front of everyone, and he displayed all his activities of Godhoodness. But still, many failed to recognize him as a God. And that was the classic case, actually, to understand the appearance and activities of the Lord. Here, if we see in this Dwapara Yuga, there were two personalities who misunderstood and clearly visible in the pages of the scriptures. One was Gandhari Devi, and second was Uttanga Rishi. When the battlefield of Kurukshetra got over, Gandhari could not fathom that her 100 sons were lost. Everything was destroyed. And she held Lord Krishna the cause of everything what happened. And with her penances, or the benediction what she received through performing the austerities of blinding herself, she gave curse to Lord Krishna. That was her vision, that because of Krishna, destruction took place. He could have avoided. And what did she say? That if my austerities, my chastity is really a faithful activity, so I pray to Lord Vishnu that this curse should be applied on you. So taking help of Lord Vishnu to curse Krishna, or the Vishnu himself. So although having a credit of penances and the austerities, and having the knowledge about personality of Godhead, still she could not fathom the activities of Lord Krishna. That was her vision. And similarly, that happened to a Uttanga Rishi. There was one Rishi who was also about to curse Krishna. But Krishna explained his position. If I would not have arranged this, how demoniac forces would have been relieved from the face of earth? So he had to explain, and then that Uttanga Rishi took back his curse. So he did not curse Lord Krishna. So he was also a Rishi. He was also performing the penances. He was also having the knowledge of scriptures. But he could not fathom. That was the vision of these people. But the same activities which Krishna performed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, the vision of Uddhavji was different. What did he say to Vidurji when he met? Tathaiva chanyam naraloka viraya ve Krishna mukharvindam netrepi banto nayanabhiramam parthasta puta padama purasya. Tathaiva chanyam naraloka vira. All these people were killed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra by watching, by seeing the beautiful face of Lord Krishna. They died on the battlefield. What did they achieve? They were killed by Arjuna, the Partha. They were killed by the weapons of Arjuna. But what did they achieve? They achieved the highest perfection of human form of life. Padama Purasya. That was the vision of Uddhavji. And what was the vision of Gandhari and Uttanga Rishi? So Lord's activities are not so easy to understand, even if he displays his godhoodness. And then what to speak of understanding God, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared in the form of a devotee, who is concealing himself as God. It will be all the more difficult. And how can we understand the moment or the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? It will be really, really difficult if we don't have the right vision given by our acharyas. And that is what happened. So this vision, the right vision, might get clouded by so many things happening around us. When Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur started his mission of spreading the words of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and many people were joining to take up this process of Krishna consciousness and spreading the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one of the great freedom fighter, he came to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, asking him, "Are so many young men have joined your mission. Why don't you use them in the freedom fighter struggle? We are independent nation. Better they can be useful in the fight and get conquest for India." So his vision was that these people are useless, and let them be useful in the mission of nation. But what did Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur say? "Please relieve them. They are so skinny. And they will not be any useful in your fight with Britishers. So let them chant here and go on." So this was the vision of an acharya. So a person with the mundane vision cannot understand. He would see, these people are useless here, doing nothing for the people, for the nation. So the Kali Yuga is an age where clouds of confusion and chaos will always going to downpour the rain of instability and uncertainty. So there will be always confusion and chaos. This cloud will always be there, and there will be a downpour of uncertainty and instability. So what we have to do is to hold onto the umbrella given by our acharyas, the vision of our acharyas, so that we can safely escape this torrential rain, which is going to create confusion and chaos in the life of practitioner. Our vision will always get clouded by such theories. And that is what it's been explained that to understand the activities and the mission of Lord and his devotees are very difficult. So this was the one point which was explained in this purport. And another thing which I would like to discuss is about the personality Duryodhana. Because Duryodhana, as Mahabharata explains, that he displays the traits and tendencies of the people in Kali Yuga. He is a Kali personified. And therefore, the traits and tendencies what Duryodhana displayed during his life is very, very revealing for all of us, so that we can take measures and perfect our life even in this age of Kali Yuga. So as Govind Prabhu always says that what was the like Dhritarashtra, he was weak, his heart was weak to take up the spirituality, but the problem with Duryodhana was he was wicked. And therefore, he was unable to perfect his life. So weakness can be overcome, but wickedness cannot be overcome. So the first thing which happened in the life of Duryodhana is... His biggest failure in his life is not that he lost the battle of Kurukshetra. His biggest failure in life was he was unable to recognize Vaishnavas and Vishnu. That was his biggest failure. He could not recognize who is a Vaishnava and who is a Vishnu. Interesting episode that after Yudhishthira Maharaj performed Rasuya Yajna, he also developed a desire to perform Rajasuya Yajna. And Karna also instigated him, you should perform Rajasuya Yajna. And he also felt, yeah, we should perform Rajasuya Yajna. Because by seeing the grandeur and the gifts what Yudhishthira Maharaj received, so he also got disturbed. I also want to perform. And then gambling match happened and he sent them to exile and all this thing. This happened. So meanwhile, his desire was there to perform Rajasuya Yajna. But ministers and all other rishis, they said, "Bola, it is not possible. Because Yudhishthira Maharaj is still alive. And he is alive and he has performed Rasuya Yajna. So without conquering him, you cannot perform Rasuya Yajna. And moreover, your father is also alive. So still you cannot perform. But you can perform," they suggested, "you can perform a Vaishnava Yajna, which is equivalent to the Rasuya Yajna. And what is this Vaishnava Yajna? Vaishnava Yajna is pleasing the Lord Vishnu." So interesting. So he was ready for that Yajna. So he was ready to perform Vaishnava Yajna, but he was not ready to worship Vaishnavas. That was his biggest failure. He could not recognize Krishna as Vishnu. So and he utilized the process of pleasing Lord Vishnu to establish his position. So similarly, this tendency may creep in the practitioner in Kali Yuga, that we may perform the process to please Lord Vishnu without realizing who is Vaishnava, neglecting their worship and establishing our position to be the greatest. So he performed Vishnu Yoga and that was successful. Vaishnava Yajna was successful. But he failed. He failed in achieving the perfection of that Vaishnava Yajna. He could please Lord Vishnu through that Yajna and establish himself a conqueror, a Chakravarti, But he failed to recognize and worship and serve the Vaishnavas. That was his biggest failure of life. Not that he failed in conquering the Pandavas and lost the battlefield of Kurukshetra. That was, anyway, many have lost. But even after losing that, many have achieved perfection. And contrast to this was Maharaj Yudhishthir. Maharaj Yudhishthir was forced to perform Rasuya Yajna. And Narad Muni brought the message, "Are, your father was very unhappy and that you should perform Rasuya Yajna." But he said, no, I don't want to. But he utilized that. Rasuya Yajna means establishing yourself as a Chakravarti. That is the meaning of Rajasuya. Means a king emerge from that. Means a real Chakravarti emerge from performing such yajna. But he said, no. We will utilize this process of establishing Chakravarti to establish the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So that was the mentality of Maharaj Yudhishthir. To utilize the process of establishing king, a Chakravarti, to establish the personality of Godhead, Krishna, as the real cause of all causes. And this was the upper hand of Yudhishthir Maharaj on Duryodhana. So he utilized this position to serve the Lord and the Vaishnavas. And that was the credit of Maharaj Yudhishthir. And the very, I came across a very nice quote of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. What he says, to the degree we will be connected to Krishna, to that degree we will strive to be with Vaishnavas without pride, envy and all other anarthas, thinking ourselves to be simply the servant of the Lord. So, when we would like to be connected with Krishna, then only we will strive to be with Vaishnavas. So that was not the Duryodhana's policy. He wanted to be established as a Chakravarti, as an unrivaled king. So that was one failure on the part of Duryodhana. The second thing, which was another trait, is that he could not realize his fortune. Everyone has a flip side and everyone has a good side. Bad fortune and good fortune. And Duryodhana failed in both the situations. In a bad fortune, he could not utilize it. And even when good fortune was there, he could not utilize that. Bad fortune was that, okay, he was born. He was supposed to be born before Yudhishthir. But some or other, Gandhari could not deliver. And he born after, he took birth after Yudhishthir Maharaj. He was born to the father who was blind. Mother who herself took the position of a blinding herself and moving ahead. So, if you see, he was having a one way, like a bad fortune. But what was his good fortune? He was having a quality that he could please anyone. That was his, and it was recognized by the people or the sages in Mahabharata. He had a quality to please anyone whom he came across. So Durvasa Muni is very difficult personality to please. But Duryodhana was able to please Durvasa Muni. He could please Salya. And we know his side. So he was expert in pleasing people. And what to speak of people? He was able to please Lord Balram, who is a Adhyatma Tattva or the Guru Tattva. He could please Guru. But he could not utilize this situation of pleasing Guru. The equation what we generally think that yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado yasya prasadat na gato ikatopi. By pleasing Guru, one can please Lord Krishna. This equation was defied by Duryodhana. He could please Lord Balram, who is a fountainhead of Guru Tattva, but he could not please Krishna, who is a supreme personality of Godhead. So one can please Guru with our skill, with our tendencies. That is possible. But to please Krishna, having a wrong tendencies is very, very difficult. So he could not utilize the favor of Lord Balram. He could limit his utility of such blessing to just to get the Bahubal. Actually, Lord Balram could have given him Adhyatma Bal. So, we can utilize the position of Guru to increase our Bahubal. Oh, Guru is pleased. But what about Vaishnavas? What about other people? Just that equation will not work if we have such tendencies. That by pleasing Guru, everything is done. Then Lord is pleased and my life is perfect. But Duryodhana is a striking example. And this moment, this can happen. With our skills, with our skill, we can conquer the, or we can please the Guru. But our tendencies and attitudes are not right. Will be scary. So we have to judge, we have to judge or investigate our own heart. What is my tendency? Am I utilizing Guru for my Bahubal or for my Adhyatma Bal? So that is the second failure of Duryodhana. And the third failure, what Duryodhana, I mean, and this is also people generally ask, that Krishna could have reformed him. Isn't it? Where was the need to kill him? Because that is the ultimate reformation. Means ultimate goal is reforming the living entities from all such tendencies. They keep asking this question. Okay, why not? Why? What was the need for Krishna to create this battlefield? Create this war and kill all the soldiers. But if we see the life, so many, means actually reformation can take place by three things. One is instructions, when instructions are imparted. Second is incidences. You see that, okay, this person is great and whatever he's saying must be followed. Means the incidences of the people, means Krishna showed so many incidences. He gave instructions, so many sages gave instructions to Duryodhanas. He was surrounded by Mahajanas. Bhishma, Vidurji, they were Mahajanas. Yamraji means, Vidurji enough, means Yamraj only. So he's a Mahajana. He was surrounded by Mahajanas. They were giving him a good instructions. They gave him evidences. Third thing is evidences. They showed the evidence that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Please follow him. Vyasdev came and told, "Are, please, give up your tendencies." So many instructions, evidences and incidences were there to be reformed, to get reformed. But Duryodhana chose not to get reformed. That was his biggest failure. So, in Kali Yuga, we have received this benediction to reform ourselves, although having such tendencies. But if we choose not to reform ourselves, then we lose the battle of life. That was the choice made by Duryodhana. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and for this reason, Vidurji had to tell, "Are, give up this son of yours. He is going to create disturbance in the life of your kula and in the life of people." But he did not say that thing to Dhritarashtra, because he knew Duryodhana was wicked. He is not going to get reform himself. So therefore he told that throw this son away. And he told, and when the time was ripe, Vidura came back and reformed Dhritarashtra. So weakness can be reformed, but wickedness cannot be reformed. So this was the benediction we all are availing in this great moment given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada and our Acharyas. And if we don't utilize for our maximum benefit, we will be the histories like Duryodhana. So just before finishing this, I would like to talk about this hope given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. That even this age of Kali Yuga, that there is a hope. He says that Kalo Dravya Desha Kriyadi Janitam Durvaram Apavitram Apinashanakaniyam Iti Bhavah. That the atmosphere of Kali Yuga is so much polluted by sinful life that it is very, very difficult to become free from the symptoms of Kali Yuga. But still, one who serves faithfully in the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he need not have to fear occasional, unavoidable symptoms of Kali Yuga. So, if we are faithfully serving in the mission of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya, so we need not have to be fearful of unavoidable and occasional symptoms of Kali Yuga. So once, Srila Prabhupada, he told to one of his disciples, "You are saint. You are sent by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to assist me in this mission to spread his glories." And when this disciple heard from Prabhupada, so he started thinking his own past. From the age of 14, what not he had done. And he told this to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, "Don't worry. Past is gone. But when you heard Hare Krishna mantra, you came running. And that is the symptom. That is the glory that you are being sent by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So this is what the hope for all of us. We have taken up this process of devotional service, chanting and hearing. So let us utilize for its maximum benefit. And that is the mission of all these great now Yogendras, Maharaj Nimi and all our Acharyas. So I would like to end here. Kindly forgive me. If anyone has any question, any doubt, they can ask me after the class. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapuranam ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.